This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Apple iPhones, iPads, and iTouch are well-known products around the world. These products enjoy a reputation for high quality with consumers in the West and elsewhere. Less well known is how these products get made. The process is not so glamorous. In fact, it may be downright hazardous to those employed in the making of them. Leotine Arnausa is with SOMO, the Center for Research on Multinational Corporations. She has visited with employees in China who work in those factories. Leotine spoke with Red Eye Collective member Sean Mullen yesterday by phone from Amsterdam. Sean began by asking her about the company which operates the factories, Foxconn.
Well, Foxconn is one of the biggest contract manufacturers, and it is a Taiwanese company, and they have a production in China. Their factories are producing for different electronic brands like Apple, Sony, Nokia, HP, Dell. And they have different plants in China. And as you said before, they also produce for Apple and the iPod and the iPad.
Now, I understand that you recently toured some of the sites where these products are produced. What did you see when you were there?
Yeah, well, I've been to China in April and to different production sites, one of them in Chengdu. And I spoke to the workers outside the factory, and we talked about the conditions in the factories. And I understood that the working conditions are harsh, actually. There's a lot of excessive overtime work. The management is very strict.
Let's focus for a moment on those working conditions. Can you get into a little bit more detail? What are some of the things that the workers have to do?
Yeah, what I notice is that the people, the workers, they work very hard and very long days and long weeks. I spoke to a girl, she was 19 years old, and she worked for 13 days in a row. And I spoke to her on the first day when she was she had a day off, and I asked her what did she do today, and she said, well, I slept all day because I was so tired. So yeah, I think it's that is a big difference. I mean, working 13 days in a row without a break, I mean without a day off, without the work is very boring as well, very monotone.
What about the work injuries? Are we seeing any pattern there? Are work injuries frequent at some of these sites?
Yeah, well, last week there has been an explosion in Chengdu. It has been in the news also. And three people died and five people were injured. And the cause of the explosion of the fire is not very clear, but it started on the polishing department, where they make the shells of the iPad. And when I was talking to the workers outside of the factory, they also complained about the fact that the department is full of dust and there's no good ventilation. I mean, I don't know if there's any relation, but that is what I've seen. And another fact is that I was very affected by the fact that yesterday there was another suicide in Chengdu this time. A male person, 20 years old, jumped off a building. And that is then, 20 suicides already occurred last year, and 17 of them died. It was also last year, it was like a suicide wave, so it all was it was in a row in May and June.
Are employees organizing or protesting at all about the conditions that they are facing?
There are unions. There is a union, but it's not a democratic union. And there are, I heard sometimes there are some small protests, for instance, in the dormitories where they live. But I'm not really sure if it's really a fact that they are organizing themselves in a in an effective way.
What exactly are employees requesting? What is it that they would like? What changes would they like to see?
Well, of course, they would like to have a better wage, a living wage, without working overtime. So less excessive overtime. Conditions should be less harsh in a way that the management should be a little bit more humane.
What are the wages that employees earn?
Well, for instance, the basic wage in Chengdu is 1,300 local valuta, and that's also housing and fooding is included, so they need to pay extra for this. I mean, it is a basic wage. So it is a little bit more than a minimum wage, but it's still not a living wage. I mean, it is enough for somebody who lives in a dormitory and whose life is only working. But if you really want to save a little bit of money, or if you would like to buy an apartment or, well, do something extra, it's not enough. And as a matter of fact, a lot of workers, they have a dream like, okay, I'm going to work some years in a manufacturing and earn some money, and then I go back to my village and start a shop. I open a store. That's what I heard several workers when I asked them about their future plans. But as a matter of fact, they don't earn enough money to save for these kind of things. So,
you mentioned about the working conditions in China, or about you mentioned about the union, and you said it's a non-democratic union. What are unions like in China? What did you see there in terms of the organizing around unions?
Well, I asked the workers if there was a union, and they told us yes. And then I asked if you have complaints about the working conditions or problems with your manager, do you go to a union? And then they say no, because, and ask them, why don't you go to the union then? And then say, well, I don't expect them that they can solve these kind of problems. They are more in organizing small trips or excursions or something like that, but not solving labor problems.
Now, Apple is, of course, the company that sells the iPad, the iTouch, and the iPhone. Are they aware of these abuses?
Yeah, well, I think they are aware, because it has been in the media, and there have been civil society organizations organizing campaigns on this. So, yeah, I think they are aware. And, for instance, Apple, they also published the CSR report, and they also mentioned the suicide cases. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, they are aware. What I also understood is that there are people from the brands. They are also in touch with people from Foxconn. And they know what happens on the, they should know what happens on the shop floor.
Now, I believe there's a Hong Kong-based organization that has produced a report about conditions there in the factories in China. And one of the conclusions that they reached was that demand for iPhones is making working conditions in Chinese factories very difficult. Why did they reach that conclusion?
Yeah, well, I mean, Foxconn is producing very... there's a high production needed to satisfy Apple. I mean, Foxconn is a supplier of Apple. Apple asks Foxconn, please produce these products for me. And yeah, I mean, that puts also pressure on the workers that they produce fast and quick and lots of products.
What can we here in the West do to help people there working in factories in China?
What can we do here? Well, I think it would be good if people are even more aware of the fact that how their electronic products are made and that there's a whole story behind their iPad and iPhone and computer. Of course, I mean, pressure from society, from civil society organizations, NGOs, are affecting Apple and other brands and companies. And so it should be really good if people could, yeah, raise their voice in a way. And for instance, we in Europe, we have the campaign Make IT Fair. And you can visit the website makeitfair.org, and there you can send an email to Steve Jobs where you can ask for fair products, fair apples.
That was Red Eye Collective member Sean Mullen in conversation with Leotine Arnasa. Leotine is with SOMO, the Center for Research on Multinational Corporations, based in Holland. You can find out more about the organization at somo.nl.